You know, Don, without a spacesuit, a human being in space would quickly die. Due to loss of pressure, bubbles of gas would form in their blood, and their body would bloat. Loss of consciousness would come in 15 seconds. To protect against the vacuum, a spacesuit is sealed and pressurized with air.
That's right, Yael. But this protection strategy has major shortcomings. The spacesuit wearer is inside a stiff, bulky, pressurized balloon. Working to bend the balloon to move arms, legs, and fingers is exhausting. Spacesuits are heavy, too. That's not a problem in the weightlessness of space, and not much of a problem on the moon, where the equipment weighs only a sixth as much as on Earth. But on Mars, it will weigh a full third of its Earth weight.
Engineers are very aware of this problem. A team at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology is working on an innovative solution called the biosuit. The idea is that instead of pressurizing the whole suit with air, pressure is exerted on the astronaut's skin by the materials of the suit itself. This requires special elastic materials, such as spandex and its sophisticated polymer descendants. 1,000 feet of ribbing is carefully threaded through the suit at critical strain points.
But you would still need a bubble of air around the astronaut's head so they could breathe.
That can be done with current technology. Getting the right elastic materials is the main reason it's hard to make a biosuit. The idea has been around since the 1960s, but the materials and techniques are still not good enough for operational use. The researchers hope that eventually the sleek, form-fitting spacesuit can be put on in 10 minutes.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University. We're on the web at amomentofscience.org. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.